What was the mood in the locker room when you were 0-6, even though you were getting some points in overtime and shootout losses? You know, did the players still see the light at the end of the tunnel at that point?
Yeah, of course they did. You know, they stay positive. We have a pretty, you know, a good mix of veterans and a good core in there, as well as some rookies. And, you know, my thing was, is that I knew the look in their eyes, those guys were feeling the exact same way I did after those losses. And as much as you want to be heavy-handed and you know, correct these mistakes and you have to correct them urgently, it was a fine balance, you know, through those games, especially the closer ones are almost even worse. But through those tough losses of correcting mistakes, but also keeping them up. They were doing some things really, really well, and we were building in the right direction. And if you lose that confidence, if the room gets too negative, you know, you can lose it completely. So it was a tough balance of you know, hard lessons and at the same time kind of encouraging and keeping, you know, I leaned on that leadership group, the captain group, as well as the other guys that have returned to, you know, take the message, move on, learn from that last game, and you guys got to keep that room positive.
Yeah, did some of your veterans, Dan, step up? You know, guys like Travis Armstrong, guys like that, step up?
Oh, absolutely. Travis Armstrong, Brant Sherwood, Jeff Jones, you know, the guys that have really been around the league, been around Roanoke for a long time. You know, Jansen, Nenadol, Stubbs, the list goes on. We had a great group. And, you know, even in a stretch like that, even those guys can waver. But when you have a group that continually lifts each other up, you know, it's a great thing. So makes my job a lot easier. And although it was stressful through that time, I knew it was coming and I knew we were building. And now we're just, you know, trying to continue to learn and build going forward.
You know, I'm just wondering, as a coach, Dan, when you have a stretch like that, and no matter what sport you're in, do you start to question your methodology and figure, no, I'm going to chuck this and do something different? Or did you just have faith that, you know, what you were teaching was going to happen?
You try to keep a strong face. You know, it can be tough, but I really do believe in our process. And I saw the sparks that I needed to see here and there in those games and in a big way and sometimes. And, you know, it was just a matter of us putting it all together at the right time. And you know, I really do believe that you have to be building momentum constantly throughout the year so that you're hitting your stride at the right time. And, you know, I think that's something over the few years we've had here, we are always building that momentum right at the right time heading into playoffs. And, you know, it's a long season, and obviously you want to win, but I think you learn your most when you lose. It's sometimes you get glossed over details and habits that you missed when you're winning easily.
Right. We're talking with Roanoke Railyard Dogs head coach Dan Bremner. What did you see against Vermilion County, Dan, that was really encouraging?
There was a lot there, but, you know, to be completely honest, I think we had our best weekend of the year, the weekend prior against Huntsville, a very good Huntsville team. We matched them blow for blow. Vermilion was a different beast altogether. Huntsville was very organized and structured, and they had the same core there for a number of years, whereas Vermilion was, you know, obviously first-year franchise and a lot of players that haven't ever played together and a lot of players that have never played pro. So a little bit less structured, which, you know, at times we actually struggled with when they're not where we kind of expected them to be, kind of all over the place. So it was an entirely different weekend altogether. But, you know, regardless, the veteran step up was probably one of the biggest positives I can take out of obviously besides getting those 4 points. But, you know, you had a guy like Brant Sherwood, who's been playing the right way for a couple games now, get rewarded from his hard work. He's moving his feet. Stubbs getting on the board in a big way. A guy like Josh Nenadol, who, you know, you got to love the guy. He hits everything. He does everything right, blocks shots, goes to the net. To see a guy like that get rewarded is a real team lifter altogether. So to see guys getting rewarded and see the smiles back on their face after a game was probably the most positive.
Yeah, just a couple more questions, Dan. One of them is you've had some roster changes this first month, and it seems to be this is sort of nature of the beast in the SPHL. You've got a really short training camp, so there's been some little bit of player flux, a few call-ups and some rosters. Is that just something that all the teams kind of deal with over maybe the first month of the season especially?
I mean, I don't think it ever ends. You know, coming up in the next month and a half, you're going to start seeing injuries from the NHL to the AHL to the ECHL, and it all trickles down. That's where, you know, those call-ups start happening. And, you hope the best for your players when they get that opportunity, and you're happy that they're getting it. But this year in particular it's a strange year for every team. It's not just us, but you know, with COVID, it forced some of the minor pro guys either to retire. It made it harder for immigration to get players in. And the NCAA offered a fifth-year eligibility to a lot of college players. So it kind of created this vacuum where players are much, much more difficult to come by this year. There's still going to be player transactions, and then you got to kind of get creative and really dig to find who you got coming in.
That's interesting. I didn't know that about the fifth year. That's interesting. I think they've done that in some other sports, too.
Yeah.
Last question is two games on the road at Evansville this weekend. Are you hoping that that feeling of the sweep you had in front of the home crowd last weekend carries over?
Absolutely. Like I said, you learn from those hard losses, but that energy and momentum you can carry off wins can really start finding some pucks that are bouncing your way. And I hope we carry that energy. I had a great practice today and hitting the road tonight at midnight. So the guys are feeling good, and we got to carry that right into the next two.